Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're building infrastructure that's going to make sense for the next 100 years. And to do that means we have to think different. And Pittsburgh reflects that in so many ways.
That is the voice of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who visited Pittsburgh yesterday to promote the Biden administration's $2.3 trillion infrastructure package and plan. A lot of that money, a lot of our leaders and a lot of our drivers in our region hope our region gets a nice portion of that money, a good chunk of that money. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the Transportation Secretary for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, who got to escort the Transportation Secretary from the Biden administration, Mr. Buttigieg, to throughout the Pittsburgh region. So joining us is Transportation Secretary for Pennsylvania, Yasmin Gramian. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, sir.
Now, you had a big day yesterday. There were a lot of, I guess you would say, the big wigs. You had U.S. Senator Bob Casey, Representative Connor Lamb, PennDOT Secretary, which was you, was there. You know, a lot of others as well. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald was there. Everybody who's anybody in Pennsylvania government was with the secretary yesterday. How did your private meetings go?
It was a great day. The weather was beautiful and the conversations were great. We took a boat ride and we started in Allegheny River. We went down to Ohio River. We visited the Emsworth Dam and Lock, and we got quite a bit of description of the effect of this inland port in Pittsburgh area and in the commerce of Pennsylvania. It's really a hidden gem, and it was pretty educational for me. As you know, these dams and locks are under the jurisdiction of U.S. Army Corps. They were built in the 30s. They really need over $2 billion to update it and bring it to the state of good repairs. And a big portion of the commerce is relying on these dams and locks. But we also had a chance to visit, go underneath some of the bridges. We actually went underneath the McKees Road Bridge, the Fort Duquesne, the West End Bridge, and we talked quite a bit about the bridges. And this was really a great opportunity. Being in the city of Pittsburgh was a great opportunity for us to talk about the bridges in Pennsylvania. Specific to Pittsburgh, there are 446 bridges. And, of course, you know, with all the rivers that we have in Pittsburgh area, it's called the City of Bridges. And without the bridges in Pittsburgh, the city would be really not connected at all. It's the ravines and no connections whatsoever if we didn't have all these bridges. And the other thing that we had a chance to talk about is the condition of the bridges within the city as well as throughout the state. So in the Pittsburgh area, there is a total of almost 1,200 bridges, and 30% of them are in deficient condition or in poor condition, and it really needs to be addressed. It's one of the highest in the nation. And in the state of Pennsylvania, we have over 25,000 bridges that are being maintained by the state and another 6,000 that are being maintained by the locals. And we have over 3,000, almost 3,300 bridges in poor condition that we need to address. So yeah. Really the point we were trying to make in our conversations was, the value of our infrastructure, the need of our infrastructure, when we also talked about the revenue that's being generated to address the needs of the infrastructure and the shortage of it and the shortfall.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a, you took a nice boat tour. He got a good view of the city and he's, sort of doing a good tour of the city to find out what we need. Were you able to present him with ideas or plans? Because some of our bridges are 100 years old. We rely on them every single day. But to move us into the 21st century here in Pittsburgh, how much money are we going to get to fix this up?
So that's a good question. And the question that we're all asking is how much and how it's being distributed. Again, as I said, that's one solution to the bigger problem that we have. We're counting on the federal government to come up with some funding to address the transportation needs, bridges specifically. We're also hoping that we would be able to generate some new sources of revenue within our own state. So that's the second part of the solution. And the third part is the traditional source of revenue that we've been counting on, which is the gas tax and the fees that we get from motor license. So it's a three-part solution, really. And as you know, at the state level, the governor put this commission together, Transportation Revenue Option Commission, you've probably heard about it, which includes legislators and as well as the folks from the private side, as well as anybody who is a key representative of the industry that's related to transportation on the public and private. We have a commission of almost 40 people, and the whole idea behind this commission is to develop a report with alternative funding for addressing the transportation, and not just highways and bridges, also multimodal. Transit is a big part of transportation that provides accessibility and mobility for people in Pennsylvania. So that's the task and the mandate of this commission, and we're hoping that we could come up with some new ideas.
Yeah, you're going to need new ideas. A lot of drivers not happy with the idea or the plan to put tolls on some of the bridges to help pay for this. Gas is being, the gas tax is the second highest in the country, and gas consumption is actually going down as people switch to electric cars. Any other way that you can raise money?
There is no magic bullet here. There is you either have to increase the fees that you're currently charging. Tolling is another way. Taxing is another way. People like to have reliable transportation, but unfortunately they're not comfortable about paying more than what they're paying. I also have to make a point here that we do have the second highest gas tax in the country, and in terms of the fees that we pay for registrations, license, we're probably number four, number five. But the reality is we have a large state, and when it comes to funding transportation, these are pretty much the two sources, the gas tax and the fees. The other states you look at, the system of transportation is set up differently. The counties actually own some of the transportation system, and there are some fees that are being generated at the county level. Some of the states actually receive the transportation system, receive some funding from the general fund, which we don't. And so there are multiple ways that transportation is being funded in other states. Yes, true, we do have the second highest gas tax, but that's the only source of payment for transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, we look to you to cozy up and show him another good tour of our region and get us some investment here so we can move into the 21st century with our innovation. Thank you very much. We really, truly appreciate your time. Yasmin Gramian, the Transportation Secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, thank you for lending your voice to the Voice of Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, oh. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.